Ireland is considered one of the greatest successes of Europe. When the country entered the European Union in 1973, it was the poorest country in Western Europe. Now it is an economic powerhouse. But there is a dark side to the Celtic tiger, the growing propensity to violence. The nation now has one of Europe's highest rates of violence among young people. The Irish Bishops Commission for Justice and Social Affairs today published the document Violence in Irish Society and pledged the Church's help in ending the scourge of violence in the country. Father Owen Cassidy, who works at the Commission, spoke with us about what violence has become so prevalent in Ireland.
You have at both the family level and at societal level malfunctions, where the pressures on family life, the pressures on parenting, the pressures of consumer society, you have intolerable pressures on parents in trying to rear children. Nobody is born violent. Violence has that root cause in failure of parenting skills. It also has, there's the social infrastructure. The cities and towns are built without adequate social facilities. It's not a question of housing facilities, also recreational, educational, cultural and social facilities. And people felt that they're in some way marginalised by society. And one of the sad things about Ireland, I mean, Ireland has a lot of good things going for it, but that is the societal inequality levels are very high. And in a society where there are high levels of relative inequality, people can feel very excluded from society, and it can have effects in terms of feeling angry, excluded, and can lead to violence. And one will have to be frank and say that a lot of violence is drug-related and alcohol-related.